This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll in Libya from devastating floods has exceeded 11,000 people, the International Committee of the Red Cross said on Friday.
The total of missing people at the moment, as it's predicted, to exceed 10,000 people. Unfortunately, most of these people might have deceased and are still buried under the mud or have been swept into the sea.
Amin Trabelsi, the ICRC's regional spokesperson for the Near and Middle East. Two dams collapsed in exceptionally heavy rains from Mediterranean storm Daniel early on Monday. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un inspected a Russian fighter jet factory that's under Western sanctions on Friday, part of a visit Washington and its allies fear could strengthen Russia's military in Ukraine and bolster Pyongyang's missile program. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
The 39-year-old North Korean leader was shown on Russian state television carefully inspecting the cockpit of a fighter jet, as Russian officials explained its capabilities via a translator. Russia has gone out of its way to publicize the visit and drop repeated hints about the prospect of military cooperation with North Korea, which was formed in 1948 with the backing of the Soviet Union. For Putin, he says Russia is locked in an existential battle with the West over Ukraine. Courting Kim allows him to needle Washington and its Asian allies, while potentially securing a supply of artillery for his war in Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Ukraine's armed forces Friday said the village of Andriyka near the key frontline town of Bakhmut had been liberated a day after claims it had been retaken were dubbed premature. But Ukraine's general staff said Friday that the village was back under Ukrainian control. This is VOA News. The war in Ukraine is likely to be the big topic for a second year in a row when leaders gather at the UN General Assembly next week. VOA UN correspondent Margaret Bashir has more.
Some high-profile leaders are skipping the annual gathering, but there will still be plenty to talk about. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
We'll be gathering at a time when humanity faces huge challenges, from the worsening climate emergency to escalating conflicts, the global cost of living crisis, soaring inequalities, and dramatic technological disruptions.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to attend in person for the first time since Russia invaded his country in February 2022. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The main border crossing between Afghanistan and Pakistan reopened to pedestrians and vehicles on Friday, more than a week after it was closed following a gun battle between frontier guards. There have been several border closures after clashes between Pakistan and Afghan forces since the Taliban returned to power in Kabul in 2021, but this one lasting 9 days was one of the longest so far. Ailing Afghans desperate to make hospital appointments in Pakistan were among the first to cross, pushed in homemade wheelchairs past checkpoints and luggage X-ray machines along roads and walkways between the frontier posts. Bangladesh is struggling with a record outbreak of dengue fever, with experts saying a lack of coordinated response is causing more deaths from the mosquito-transmitted disease. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The World Health Organization recently warned that diseases such as dengue, Zika, and yellow fever caused by mosquitoes are spreading faster and further because of climate change. According to Bangladeshi government figures, so far this year, nearly 800 people have died and over 157,000 infected. At a hospital, senior medical official Mohammed Niatuzman tells the AP most deaths have been caused by complicated or expanded dengue syndrome. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
About 13,000 U.S. auto workers have stopped making vehicles and headed for the picket lines. Their leaders have been unable to bridge a giant gap between union demands and contract talks and what three major automakers are willing to pay. The United Auto Workers Union went on strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis simultaneously for the first time in its 58-year history. The limited strikes at assembly plants in the states of Michigan, Ohio, and Missouri likely to chart the future of America's auto industry. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.